The Brotherhood of the Rose by David Morrell.
Author's Dedication. For Donna. The years go faster, my love grows stronger. Quote from John Adams. Teach them politics and war, so their sons may study medicine and mathematics, in order to give their children a right to study painting, poetry, music, and architecture. Prologue. The Abelard Sanction. Refuge. Paris, September, in the year 1118. Peter Abelard, handsome canon of the Church of Notre Dame, seduced his attractive student Eloise. Fulbert, her uncle, enraged by her pregnancy, craved revenge. In the early hours of a Sunday morning, three assassins hired by Fulbert attacked Abelard on his way to Mass, castrated him, and left him to die from his wounds. He lived, but fearing further reprisals, sought protection. First, he ran to the monastery of Saint-Denis near Paris. There, while recovering from his injuries, he learned that political elements desperate for Fulbert's approval were conspiring once more against him. For a second time, he took flight, to Cancy, near Nogent, where he founded a safe house that he named the Paraclete, the Comforter, in honor of the Holy Ghost, and finally found sanctuary. Safe Houses, Ground Rules. Paris, September 1938. On Sunday, the 28th, Édouard Daladier, Minister of Defense for France, broadcast the following radio announcement to the French people. Early this afternoon, I received an invitation from the German government to meet with Chancellor Hitler, Mr. Mussolini, and Mr. Neville Chamberlain in Munich. I have accepted the invitation. The next afternoon, while the Munich meeting was taking place, a pharmacist in the service of the Gestapo recorded in his logbook that the last of the five black 1938 Mercedes had passed the checkpoint at his corner drugstore and had arrived before the innocuous-looking stone facade of 36 Bergenerstrasse in Berlin. In each case, a powerfully built, plain-clothed driver stepped out of the car, surveyed the pedestrians on the busy street without seeming to do so, and opened a passenger door from which the only occupant, a well-dressed elderly man, emerged. As soon as the driver had escorted his passenger safely through the thick wooden door of the three-story residence, he proceeded to a warehouse three blocks away to wait for further instructions. The last gentleman to arrive left his hat and overcoat with a sentry behind an enclosed metal desk in an alcove to the right of the door. For reasons of tact, he wasn't searched, but he was asked to surrender his briefcase. He wouldn't need it, after all. No notes would be permitted. The sentry examined the man's credentials, then pushed a button beside the Luger beneath his desk. At once, a second Gestapo agent appeared from an office behind the visitor to escort him to a room at the end of the hall. The visitor entered. Remaining behind, the agent shut the door. The visitor's name was John Tex Otten. He was 55, tall, ruggedly handsome, with a salt-and-pepper mustache. Prepared for the business at hand, he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?